but is not currently raining.
Hmm. What does it all mean?
Oh, that was a week. Got some good stuff on the site. Yeah, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that had to get done. Getting done. Sort of. It's never truly done.
Oh my. Cut electricity. No one wants that. You need power. We need power. Power.
You don't get fun.
Question time. crack dealer. I am like Warhol. A nigga paint a picture of a bullet for all y'all. Now crawl form. My sophomore jinx is more minx, but only for my mother. She'll use them as couch covers. You niggas cheapin' in my all-star weekends. If y'all can't swim in the deep end, then watch, nigga. Woo! 80,000 on this watch, niggas. Yeah, and I ain't never had to watch, nigga. Rich or wealthy, pick your poison. I think I paid for one too many abortions. Another Celine, it's like a routine. It's like a Ferris wheel of waist trainers and seven jeans. Her new body's in my new body. Make her in the hourglass, that's my new hobby. Rich nigga shit, how I blew my first million. Luckily with something in the ceiling, keep dealing, yeah. Talk numbers, but never talk them to me, though. When you the link to what fits in a keyhole. The realest nigga, the marathon on the Rico. The last cocaine superhero. I got the cape on to cover kilos. The villain wins, the evolution of Nino. Goddamn, Batman, holy Toledo. Nah, you ain't talking to me, though. The reporter, the snort. King's whole court. Lawyers get bought. Palms get greased when them cases get fought. No felony, what the fuck is you telling me? Reduced to simple assault. It cost to keep it hush-hush. It was just us. Ended up selling my Batmobile. The crash don't kill. It's how you survives it. Rebound on niggas, I nine-lived it. Couldn't miss a Super Bowl or a Cancun. Bitches ain't respecting niggas, not in full bloom. So the neck is full moon. I'm living a lie, she live for this life. And loving the liar pumps. Loving the rush, I'm living the wire. Drugs in this rap is really empire. Rich nigga shit. How I lost my second million. Luckily with something in the ceiling, keep dealing, yeah. Talk numbers, but never talk them to me, though. When you the link to what fits in a keyhole. The realest nigga, the marathon on the Rico. The last cocaine superhero. I got the cape on to cover kilos. The villain wins, the evolution of Nino. Goddamn, Batman, holy Toledo.
I think this tape's pretty good.
You ain't talking to me, though. 10 toes deep in the track.
I think this ended up being my favorite track on it.
Big said only the feds I should fear. So no threat beyond your step with the whole hood there. Yeah, shoot up shit, then we blow the scene. Kerosene in a 20-ounce hole of spring. Nothing to lose attitude, like Rye from Arizona. It's homicide when I slide up on ya. Reporting live from the project benches. Helicane, dope with cellophane, dirty syringes. Heron zombies, street walking on 3-week bench. Clientele, look like the Thriller vid 3D lens. COD, niggas never had to front me Jones. I'm weighing bricks on a scale, ain't put the lunch meat on. I'm Nino Brown in the projects. Yes, Curtis.
You're right, the intro, yes, you're right. It's real good.
Spend it all to I'm swallowing dirt. Cause I ain't never see a brunch truck follow a hearse. I ain't never see a dead man taking a stand. I ain't never see a nigga swallow a bullet and let it talk about it. About that bread, I drop a coffin about it. You watch me go through hell, now watch me walk about it. Nigga shit, that's how I lost 3 million. Luckily with something in the ceiling. Keep dealing, keep dealing.
Pretty pretty light traffic so far. Getting out of the city. It's nice. Three or four times a day you can catch me driving. Catch me back and forth to the liquor store buying. Jugs and jugs of the shit, cause I'm addicted with no denying. With no denying. Someone sent me something that reminded me of something I want to listen to. Oh man, it won't let me sort by letter. That's why not? Why? Play Longmont Potion Castle.
I couldn't find Longmont Potion Castle in your music.
What the fuck? Let's fucking take matters in my own goddamn hands here. I'll stream it. I'll use data. That's just where I'm at right now. Shuffle
yeah,
it all.
Thank you for listening to me. I said, I changed over from AT&T to MCI. I know you represent U.S. West, but you also represent AT&T, right?
That's wrong.
You just represent U.S. West?
Yeah. But what happened?
Well, I changed over to MCI. Then I found out all of the pornography that MCI is supporting on TV, and I knocked them off. And I went back to AT&T, and now I find that AT&T supports almost as much pornography as MCI. And I'm getting real upset with these outfits that all they can do is support pornography on TV for all the kids to watch. In other words, you like pornography, is that it?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
You don't know whether or not you watch pornography on TVI?
I've never seen it.
You never seen it?
No, what is it?
Oh. Man, if you don't know that, I don't know what I'm doing talking to you now.
I really can't say either way, Henry.
How old are you?
21.
And you still don't know what pornography is? Well, I don't know what you can do about it because you represent U.S. West. Now, I don't know who U.S. West advertises with.
Mm-hmm. But, and you don't like what you're seeing, is that it?
I don't like what I'm seeing. I've got 5-year-old and 2-year-old grandchild.
Uh-huh.
And they're brought up to the point to where we have to continually watch TV, every program that they start to turn on, we have to watch it because they even got pornography now for little kids. That's
what?
Where they're starting out in.
What?
Mm, that's right.
What are you talking about, Henry? For kids? For children?
Yeah. For kids. For sexual activity among little children. For nakedness, for bare-breastedness, for showing gays and lesbians on TV. Uh-uh. It's not right.
It's wrong, is that what you're saying?
It's very definitely wrong.
You're saying there's lesbian children?
Morality in this country is going to pot. And that's not what I thought World War II in Korea was about.
I feel your pain.
Okay.
I did not order anything.
You ordered a Siamese peacock bowel, sir.
No, I never. Yes. If you're pretty hot, if you try that, I'll call the police.
So?
I'm calling the phone company, and I'm calling the police department, and you're trying to run some kind of fraud game.
No.
Don't give me that crap. I'm calling the police department.
Well, no, this is a shop.
Right.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I could square dance for a little bit in there.
Well, I don't think so.
I have this little act where I hold snakes in my mouth.
I just saying, I've got someone calling in.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Who are you?
I'm Smelly.
Do I know you?
Yeah.
Tell me who you are. So I can catch you. Who are you?
I'm Smelly.
When you ask me questions, tell me who are you and do you know me?
Yes, I know you.
I don't think I know you.
Yes, yes, yes.
What are you doing? How long did we know each other?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
How about you? What are you doing?
I gotta hit the toilet pretty soon.
So, you like to see me or shall I meet you somewhere?
We meet.
Okay, where can I meet you?
The bathroom. Does that sound good, or?
Okay, do you know?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, I was calling about my overalls. I've got a bunch of overalls. I've also got 72 bandanas.
72 bandanas?
From Wyoming.
Okay, so are you looking to sell these bandanas, or what?
I want you to more or less appraise them and tell me what they're worth. I'll pay you for the appraisal. It'll be an amount that I decide. That decision will be final. Okay, and you'll abide by it. So,
and I will abide by it, excuse me?
Yeah, so how much am I looking to get here, probably, coffee?
Well, I mean, sight unseen, I can't really tell you anything, friend.
We'll give it a shot. I mean,
that's impossible for me to do. How do you expect me to give you a price for something that I haven't seen?
Well, they're like Bojangles style.
Bojangles? So, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I don't think there's anything I can help you.
Think you do. I mean, I'm the one calling you.
No, I'm going to hang up the phone now.
So why don't you try a little harder?
Excuse me?
Overalls, pal. You ever...
Okay, listen, buddy. I'm hanging up the phone now. Where's though?
Yeah, I needed some back patches.
Okay. Is this the thing I just called right now?
No.
Your voice sounds exactly the same.
Well, how much is, a backpack?
How much is a backpack? I don't know. Anywhere from $5 to $100.
Okay, I need 100 back patches.
You need 100 backpacks.
Okay, yeah.
You're gonna have to call somebody else.
Well, you're going to have to accommodate me. Period. End of discussion. So.
Listen, motherfucker. If you call here one more time, making demands from me.
Yeah, do you guys do appraisals?
Look, man, you need to stop fucking calling the store. I ain't got time for this mess.
Do you do appraisals, yes or no?
No, we don't do appraisals.
Why not?
Because that's not our job. That's not what we do.
I'll come to you. How's that?
No, you're not going to come to anybody. You need to stop calling. You're wasting my fucking time.
You're wasting mine right now.
I'm wasting your time, huh?
Period. End of sentence. Yeah, what part didn't you...
End of sentence and stop fucking talking, buddy. Stop calling my store.
I got overalls. I got bandanas. I got everything.
I don't give a fuck what you have. I don't give a fuck what you're all about. You need to stop calling my store because you're getting on my fucking nerves. How about that?
Take a look at what I'm wearing.
Take a look at what you're wearing. Man, shut the fuck up.
I don't know if I'm a fist. You ready to meet up with a fist?
Oh, fist. What about it?
You ready to meet up with it?
No, not yet. You better come prepared, whoever it is. Like you're going to bring your fist right here. Well, you're going to get a goddamn trouble cross here or a shotgun in your body.
Huh?
Why don't you go stick your head in a goddamn pot and flush it?
The whip.
Whip? No, I ain't ready. I don't think so.
Yeah?
Okay, bring it over. You go explore an egg.
Wait a minute, clamp.
Oh, you poor stupid halfwit.
What?
Why don't you shut up and go someplace, I don't know where the hell you go, but that wouldn't be welcome there anyway.
Well,
listen here, bud, I don't know how stupid you are. I got my shotgun right here ready for you. Step out the door and I'll blow your goddamn head off.
I am a cop.
You're a cop. You're a goddamn... I don't know what kind of cop you are, but yeah. I got my fist up here ready. I'll quit you out in the goddamn teeth.
So your choice, slug or buckshot?
No way. I'm not paying you shit.
Bring Frank with you, pal. Bring the gun with you.
Two. Helium biscuits. See you when you get here with your friend, Frank. And bring a gun with you. Make sure it's loaded. Make sure you know how to use it. I'm going to make you back up your friend, Frank, and get the hell out here. Get your friend, Frank, come out here and show me how you're going to fucking kick the money out of my ass. Do it now and bring a fucking gun and beat it out of my fucking ass. Do it now, asshole. I spent 4 years in Vietnam with the Marine Corps, asshole. You don't know who you're fucking with. Now get your ass out here with your big hard-ass buddy Frank, and we'll do some fucking business. You started it, now back it up. Back it up, asshole. Get your fucking asshole friend Frank and get out here. Do it right now. That's exactly what you're going to have to do.
Okay, that's fair.
Huh?
Yeah, how are you doing? How you doing today? What is this?
What's that?
What have I reached?
You reached your personal cell phone. That sounds good. Does that work for you?
What's that?
Does that tone work for you or what? Or not?
Yes, do you carry a Huberto Gugliacci?
Actually, I'm not sure. Can you hold on for a moment?
No, I could not. Look, I need to know from you something. One question, please. One question.
Okay.
Is your store equipped with, you know, Nanette Nunanachi?
I'd have to look at the computer.
I do not have the time that it takes for you to...
I'm sorry, I cannot do it without looking up at the computer.
I'm afraid that's just not going to be good enough because of the urgency of the matter. You understand? Do you have Gilberto Babobucci?
You don't understand. I need to look in the computer. Instead of us arguing right now, I can look in the computer and save some time.
What would you be looking for? I don't...
I'd look up his name and it would tell us if we carry it.
Whose name?
Gilberto
Gugliacci.
You're telling me.
No, look, I don't know who is this. You know what are you saying? You know, I don't follow you, frankly.
Who are you looking for? What artist are you looking for?
I said many years ago. I said to my son, I said, you know, you must learn from the ways of Paolette Petitucci.
You know, if this is an obscene phone call, you know, this is a business. And I do not have time for your little games that you're playing.
They come from Alaska?
What?
The centipede.
Oh, they're going to be coming at your lips in a minute.
Yeah, well, come on ahead. I got the recorder on. What's your name anyway, dude?
Brock.
Well, shit.
How would you like a centipede at your head?
Go ahead. You better cut that up and leave me alone.
Huh?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said, stop it.
What's that? Chisels? What would that be?
Do you have a chisel? That's what I need to really know at this point.
I'm not sure what you mean by chisel.
You know what a mallet is?
A mallet. No, a mallet is like a hammer.
Do you have a doll?
No. Gone?
Yeah.
No.
No what? I just don't follow you there.
No, we don't carry that. I don't.
You don't carry what?
A gong, a mallet, a chisel,
Pardon?
We don't carry that, no.
We don't carry what?
A mallet or a gong or a chisel.
Now let's just end the conversation.
The insertion of a cue through the patient's nostril.
Flower Motel?
Yeah, this is Luther.
Flower Motel.
I need 3 rooms for 3 days.
You're starting when?
Starting now. I'm gonna come in, it's gonna be me, my weights, my barbells, and 3 days of just working out.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm gonna spread.
Call me back when you're serious.
Flower Motel?
Yeah, I'm looking for a place to spread out here.
I don't know what that means, spread out.
I need a room.
Well, we have rooms here. $34.50 a night is all.
Yeah, okay, now look, it's going to be me, my weights, and just a whole bunch of working out, pumping iron, okay? For 3 rooms.
There's only 5 rooms left.
Well, I need 3 of them for me and my weights. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come out there, I'm going to unload all my dumbbells and barbells. Okay.
You mean put them in the room?
Yeah, I'm gonna spread everything out. Got some artillery in there as well. Just
well, we got 2 queen size beds in each room. There's not a lot of room in there.
I'm gonna spread everything out.
I don't know what that means.
I'm gonna take stock of what I've got.
Right.
I'm gonna pump frickin' iron for 2 to 3 days straight, and then we'll settle up at the end. Sound good?
Well, you can't lay the iron. The barbells drop on the floor or work. We got carpet and tile in there.
I'll settle up with you at the end of my stay, and
what you need to do is go down to Joel's.
No. You can assess the damage that might stay, okay?
Yeah, I'm probably not interested. If you're, sounds like you do damage to motels or something. Yeah, we're filling up every night without any problems.
Yeah, well, I'm on my way. I've got two Humvees full of barbells here, and I'm on my way down there.
Okay, well, I'm saying you gotta go talk to Joe. I'm not sure if we're gonna be able to do that for you.
Charlie, you're not hearing me.
I don't want you down there. I'm the owner, and if you're gonna do any damage to the rooms, I don't want you down there. That's it.
Just assess the damage at the end of my stay.
You probably make a lot of noise with the customers next door and stuff.
Oh, I'm gonna be eating raw meat in the rooms, pumping iron for 24 hours at a time.
Yeah, I'm not interested. You need a clean hotel.
I'm going to be down there in about 5 minutes. I got a Humvee here. I got two Humvees.
I'm going to tell Joe not to rent to you. You sound like you're not too sane.
What do you mean there?
You sound crazy. I don't want you down there. We have cement floors and tiling all the rooms. I can't have you jump rough and iron on any of that stuff.
Fella, you're the Clown Motel, right?
Yeah, we are. I know that. And we sell out every night is what I'm trying to tell you. We don't need any extra problems.
I want to spread out, and I want to lift my...
Yeah, I think we're going to pass this time. You need to go find another motel.
Dude, I'm bonded with the state.
Well, I don't care if you're bonded. That's not the place to have that kind of... You don't want that kind of thing to happen.
Why not?
Because it sounds to me like... So you're more problem than just the little $40 we get per night for a room. So I'll call Joe. Go on down there, but I'll call Joe.
No, I've already talked to Joe.
Well, then, what did he say?
He said he wanted a cash deposit, and I told him no.
Then you need to find another motel. That's simple.
I'm going to knock you guys into each other. How's that sounding?
Yeah, I don't... You know what? One more word out of your mouth like that, you're going to jail. How's that sound? I'm having dinner with my family. I don't need you to call me up and threaten me. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Perung, partner.
Well, why are you calling me and giving me this shit for?
I'm on my way down there. I got weights to lift here. Come.
Yeah, but you're not going to lift him in my motel. It's that simple.
The hell I'm not.
What about? The cops will be waiting for you. You go on down.
I'm going to spread everything out that I've got. I've got four animals.
Hello?
Yeah, what are your rates over there?
Just the guy with the weights. For the weight, the guy with the weights.
Not weights, rates.
Rates are $34.50 plus tax, but if you got...
We're full tonight. We're full.
If you got the weights, I don't want you there.
No? How about I knock you around a little bit?
Say again? What'd you say? How about you? You're threatening me now. Are you in? That's not available. Hold it. Where are you located right now? I'll come down and see you.
I'm en route
to you. Can do whatever you want. Are you serious or what are you doing?
I'm a serious weightlifter.
What's your name?
Luther.
Luther what?
Luther Manhole.
Okay, I don't know what you're doing, but I don't need you screwing with me. I'm having dinner with my family.
I got the cash.
You got something wrong with you. I don't want you here.
I'm going to knock you around.
You quit saying you're going to knock me on my ass. I'm tired of that shit. But shut your fucking mouth and get the fuck off the phone and don't call me back.
I'll knock you down.
I have to ask you if you're listening to Slayer.
You know bueno, motherfucker.
You don't know bueno.
Charlie second hand.
Yep.
Panorama City, California, 91412.
Oh yeah, I think that things should be censored. I don't think they should be unnecessarily I think the law should do something about people coming into town and just saying whatever they please, especially to young people.
Let's get some thoughts from John here in Lakewood. Hi, John.
How you doing tonight?
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, censorship and reality has pretty much been beaten to death. But Two Left Crew, you know, they've got so many other things to worry about besides, you know, the heyday of, or the negative press they've been getting. They've got Helium to worry about now, which is something, you know, that's just opened up a whole new ballpark for them.
Helium.
Right. And now they've got, you know, mallets on stage. You know, where are they going to stop? That's what my question is.
Yeah, I guess the next thing will be sacrificing human beings on stage. Well, then you see they'd be breaking the law. Then that would be killing.
Yeah, but I mean, at this point, they've already begun to use helium. I just don't see the validity in that. Do you have any insight on that?
No. Using helium in what way?
On stage.
Well, I mean, how would they use helium?
They
suck it in and they talk.
Right.
No.
And then they actually mount lambs. They saddle lambs on stage. And I don't see this as entertainment of any form. I may be wrong, but I think
well,
it's the cooler you are, the more willing you are to accept it.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's in the eyes of the beholder, I suppose, as to what is art and what is entertainment. So. You know, if you don't like that kind of act, you don't have to go see it, I guess.
But the lamb thing is what really strikes me as being kind of odd. I mean,
well, if they're hurting the lamb, then perhaps animal cruelty charges could be filed.
Well, see, that's the thing. They're giving the helium to the lambs. That's where it kind of like plus.
And you're talking about Two Live Crew,
right? In fact, I think it's part of this leg of the tour that's going to be through Denver.
Well, then perhaps that'll be slapped with a charge of cruelty to animals if they can prove that helium is, if giving helium to a lamb is harmful.
Yeah, and then they begin to use the mallets on the lamb.
Yeah.
I don't understand that one bit.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Well, then that is cruelty, and I would disagree with that. But I'm saying the performance of the music itself, there's no reason why we should censor it.
Sure, absolutely. But one thing, how do you feel about the end of the show where they strike a gong with a lamb?
No, I have never seen that.
That is part of their live show, and I don't think that's a viable thing for any artist to do at this point.
Man, I didn't know that. You've enlightened me here, John. All right, you got a few people there?
Yeah, we got a few people here.
All right, y'all set for this, Steve?
I'm ready.
All right.
Wait, let me ask one quick question. Do we win some kind of prize?
Well, I guess you could. We've got circus tickets we can give you. But you're going to have to come down to Denver to see it.
There we go, okay.
All right, go ahead.
I like to smoke, baby. I do it every day. I like to smoke, baby. Don't care about tooth decay. I like to smoke, baby. I do it every day. I like to smoke, baby. Because Woodman's a little kitty.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Got that gong out there?
Yeah, that's gonna move right up the top 10 chart there, guys. Going up to number 50. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I wrote it.
You're pretty darn proud of it, aren't you?
Thanks.
All right. My.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Hunt. I got a bunch of bark.
What?
My name's Hunt.
I'm not interested in your names.
I got tree bark.
Tree bark?
Tree bark off a tree. I got 3 tons of it.
What bark? What?
Tree bark off a tree.
Bark?
Bark.
What bark?
Off a tree. You're going to chew it.
What?
You're going to chew that bark.
You idiot. Not cool here. You crazy?
Take the tree bark and chew it.
What tree bark? Chew it.
Go to the tree, start chewing on the bark. You got it?
No, I understand. You idiot.
Do it.
I think so.
Do it.
Next time, not cool.
Go to the tree and start chewing.
What is this number you?
I'm Hunt. I got about 3 tons of tree bark I need to unload. You gonna pay me or what?
You idiot. Son of a bitch.
You pay me.
Fuck your mother.
Listen to what I tell you. You go eat the tree bark, fella.
What tree bark? I don't understand. Idiot.
Listen to me.
Hey, son of a bitch. Fuck your mother.
Go chew the tree bark on the tree outside. Chew it.
I don't understand. Hey, idiot.
You're a fool.
Not cool here. Son of a bitch.
You pay me.
Us.
Do it.
I fuck you, your mouth. Hey, Gandon.
You're a fool.
I call you now, police. Son of a bitch, fuck your mother.
You pay me and you chew on a tree.
I fuck you, your mouth, idiot. Son of a bitch.
You're a fool.
So, fuck you.
Said you.
Pardon me?
Said you.
How's what sound to me?
Me coming out and kicking my boots around.
For what?
To get what I need.
Well, if you don't have it, sir, we can't help you. Well, who am I speaking to?
Huh?
Who am I speaking to?
This is DeFranco.
Yeah? And why should we get your boots, sir?
Because you don't... I need my elastic or you're going to beat up my boot. That's the bottom line.
What boots are you talking about?
The boots on my foot.
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
They're going to meet up with your lip.
Yeah?
I should beat my elastic outfit if I could.
The elastic outfit?
Yeah.
For what?
For me to wear.
Well, I don't know what kind of outfit you're talking about. If you're welcome to call one of our stores and see if they have it.
I need an elastic to purchase. That's one too many to make. And if you don't provide it, you're going to meet up my fist.
Fine. Sounds like a winner.
Get the trays gone.
Okay. Keep talking.
Shut up.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I want food.
For?
For my mouth.
For pickup or for your,
I pick it up.
Okay.
I'd like to get some frog leg.
You're not funny, guy.
Huh?
You're not funny. We don't sell frog legs.
What? Or just frog?
We don't have frog.
What? What's the matter?
We not.
I want frog in my mouth.
You can go to the lake.
You can go jump in the lake, pal.
But we don't have frogs here.
I want to put frog legs into my mouth.
They can go somewhere else.
Why don't you come down?
Come down where?
To my house.
We don't have frog legs.
Can you give me a frog?
Can you?
Will?
Hello? Hello? Tony, where are you, Tony?
Yes, it's Tommy Wang.
You reached Bobby.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Brown from Liberty Squid calling.
Yeah.
And I'm calling about your shipment we got on the dock here, the tank, 43 squids.
I think you got the wrong place, pal.
No.
What's the name of the business?
I don't know. It's on the tank, and there's 43 squid. $4,218 even on the COD.
This is a little bar, neighborhood bar. Now, you got the wrong place. Do you understand me?
I don't think you seem to understand what's going on here. I've worked for UPS for 14 years.
I don't give a damn. You worked for them for 44 years. It's not my stuff. I have nothing to do with it, so don't bother me.
I'm going to send Oliver, our best driver, down, and he's going to personally talk to you about this.
Well, I hope he's big, because I'll knock him right on his ass. You come with him.
This is a tank full of squid, pal. You guys.
I don't care what it's cracked for the pussy. I don't want none of it. Don't bother me. I'm busy.
Hello?
Sonny Kenny, Joe, Captain King.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I think there's a wrong number or something, a crossed line or something going on.
Okay. Who are you?
Yeah.
Winston Chow.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Super. I was looking for that, that R&B single. The R&B singer's like, trick, triple check, check, double check, triple check, check, triple double check, trip, triple double.
You don't know what it's called?
Triple double check, check, triple double double check, triple triple check, double double triple triple check,
triple double double check,
triple double double check, double double triple. It's like that.
Okay, hold on.
Otis King, I think.
Excuse me?
I think it's by Otis King.
Otis King?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It's like triple double flip, ribbon combo double chip. Double chip, double trip, triple triple chip.
It's like triple double flip, ribbon combo double chip.
Double chip, double trip, triple triple chip.
Triple double flip, ribbon combo double chip.
So I was wondering how late you're open to.
Triple triple chip.
Hello?
Yeah, how late you're open?
We're open till 10.
10 p.m.
Right. Do you want me to check on that album for you?
Do you have anything by Dugan Nash?
Can I ask you what you're listening to?
Yeah, hello. I've got some kind of interference.
Okay, yeah, we can barely hear you.
Okay, now I'm talking about Dugan Nash.
Okay. You saw the first name?
Nash.
Okay, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I can barely hear you. Is there any way you can... Back, we're getting really weird interference. I can not understand barely anything you're saying to
Dugan
me.
Dugan Nash.
Okay, can you spell Dugan, please?
D-U... And they do that one song that's like a... Double flip, double triple flip, flip, triple check, triple flip, double triple triple flip, triple check, double flip, double triple.
Okay, I really
do that one song that's like double
Nash. It's not an artist.
They do that one song. It's like a double.
Okay, I hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, young lady.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but I mean, I'm getting this really weird interference, and I can barely understand what you're saying, and it keeps cutting off in the middle of when you're talking.
Let's try again. Dugan.
Okay, I already looked up Dugan Nash.
Okay.
But I
let's try again. Dugan Nash.
Okay, I just looked it up, and I'm not seeing anything in our system by Dugan Nash.
How about Orville Sash?
Orville Sash?
Yeah.
How about Orville Sash?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting, like, feedback. Your voice is echoing.
I don't understand. I really don't.
Well,
I'm not trying to, you know, poke fun at anything.
Well, no, I'm sir?
Yeah, okay. I'm here.
Okay. I can...
Orville Nash, right?
Yes, I looked up Orville Nash and I could not find it. And
Nash, Nash.
Okay, goodbye, thanks.
Me? Who is this? Dude. Who is this?
My fist will tell you how that sounds.
Your fist will tell me?
Yeah.
Brackett.
Yeah.
Almost rhymes with Brackett.
Brackett, you son of a bitch. You'll meet up my whip pretty quick.
No, Brackett, you son of a bitch. Dude, yeah. I'm getting really mad and EJ is going to beat your ass, man. What?
You're going to meet up my clan.
Okay, Brackett. Where do we know you from, Brackett?
Well, you're going to know my fist pretty well pretty quick.
Who is this moron? What the hell are you talking about? Why don't you speak in English, moron? You're the one calling, moron. I don't even know who you are. I know your name ain't Blackett.
I'm going to waste you.
Oh, hold on. Hello?
Shut up, dickface.
Okay, I will. But when you want to tell us your name, then call back, Mr. Blackett, okay?
You ready to meet my boot?
Yeah. Yeah, where? Where? Well, come on. Come on.
You ready to meet my heel?
Man, quit asking me if I'm ready. Man, quit asking me if I'm ready. If you're going to do it. If not, shut up. Yeah? Why don't you tell me where, man? If you want to go at it, then tell me. If not, shut up.
Because you're a child.
Yeah.
I don't beat up children. Yeah. I'm going to give you a taste of my boot.
Well, okay. Okay. Well, then, when you give me a taste of your boot, then I'll be waiting.
You won't meet up my pipe. Meet up my pipe.
There it goes. You'll meet the pipe now.
Because you're going to meet up my foot.
Do you have a purpose?
Yeah.
What is it?
Give you a taste of my clamp.
Okay, well then let's do that. Okay, why don't you give me a taste of whatever you want to do, your foot, your clamp, your fist, but do it. Do you know where after the Goldfish is?
Yeah.
Why don't you go there this Tuesday?
I can't wait.
And put some fist beside my head. Why don't you do that?
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
Sissy man.
Shut up.
Go on, Neil.
Sissy man.
Shut up, dick.
EJ, hang up. Well, why?
I'll level your ass with my whip.
With your whip?
I'll level you.
You level me? Don't you come do it.
Because you said you're too afraid. I don't beat up kids. When you become a man, then I'll level you with my whip.
With your whip, huh?
I'm trying to fix this cuckoo clock.
Chewbacca? What's Chewbacca mean? No, I can't say.
I was wondering if you have any more snow camps going to be made available?
No, not this year. You know, snow's pretty much over.
What are you doing those?
Snow camps we usually do in the fall.
Do what? That's my question.
What? When do we do, or what do we do?
What do you do in them?
What do we do in them? Oh, just a weekend deal. Go up there, have Big Young Life Club, little competitive deals in the morning.
Jigsaws made available to the kids.
What's that?
Do you give them jigsaws?
Jigsaws? Oh, here we go again.
No. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, sir?
No jigsaws.
Is it all right?
What's a little beep deal?
It's all right to panel the students.
What's a little beep deal?
Do the students learn paneling while they're up there?
Hey, how come you get asked all the questions? What's a little beep thing?
I don't hear anything.
You don't?
No.
Well.
So I'm just trying to you know, just I'm very gratified with your program.
Well, hey, that's great.
I believe it's very equitable in the long run. You know, it's my stance on your business.
Hey, well, that's great. We're glad to hear that.
You know, there's all kinds of political orientation affiliated with your business.
There it is?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know. I guess I haven't thought a lot about that.
I've heard a lot of people that correlate you with cheetahs.
Gosh. Hey, how come you hung up last time? Okay.
Pardon?
Oh, that's what the beep is.
Is there some sort of granola cereal that goes with your program that's made available to us?
Yes, sir. No, sir.
Are you sure you're the same way? This might help you.
Yeah, do you have Rolo candies?
Yes.
I have a problem repeating things.
Well, I'm real busy here, so I guess if you don't really have a legitimate question, I have to go.
I asked you about the zingers.
Yeah, zingers. I have no clue what a zinger is, so no one told me anything about a zinger, so I can't help you on that.
I need to talk to Herschel Klinger.
They're not here.
They're a shopper.
Yeah, no, they're not a shopper. Not here today. They're not. I gotta go. Oh, thanks for calling. Have a nice day.
Seven. Seven. Seven.
Oh, Khalil, you're out.
I don't give a shit what you think. I'm not paying it, period. I don't know what else to tell you. I did not order putty. You go get yourself some lawyers, and I'll go get mine, and we'll see who ordered putty. You try to drop off $800 worth of putty here, and we'll see what happens. I don't even know what putty is. Why would I order some? I work in a video game store. I did not order putty. I don't have $800. I don't even know what putty is.
Apparently you just changed your mind on the product, but
I didn't just change my mind on the product. I did not order putty.
In this case, though, it's a bit more serious because you're dealing with a perishable here.
Good. It's not mine. You do what you guys need to. I'll be more than happy to go to court over it.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Giannini. How you doing?
What can I do for you,
Danny? Yes, I work with Isotoner Gloves.
We go next to Wallace. Hello, Wallace, you're 760.
Howdy.
Howdy.
You're trying to find out ways Latrell Sprewell could take out the boss.
Or anybody take out the boss. Maybe you want to take out your boss. I hope not.
I'd take a tennis racket to his lip.
Well, so you're saying Leo the Lip DeRoche, that'll get him in.
Or I'd put a spider on their head.
I think you're in good shape, sir.
Anyway, what was the deal with Bernie Bickerstaff talking to Haven Moses about some getting hit with a frisbee or Macaulay Culkin or something like that?
I missed that one. Joe, do you know?
Nope, I don't know what you're talking about.
It was on ESPN.
Yeah, I didn't see ESPN.
Haven Moses? Yeah, you talking about Tom Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. I missed it.
Yeah.
Irv, I want to tell you, great job on the Jake Jabs piece. That was something special, I think.
Jake Jabs is something else.
No, I tell you what, he can play the banjo pretty dang well, too.
I'll tell you what else he can do. He's an auctioneer. I've heard him.
Let's Jake Jabs talk about Jake Jabs.
Thank you, Eric.
Was that Eric?
I guess. Wallace, are you still there? I guess Wallace is gone.
804-5855.
Eric, it's kind of a funny hour this hour.
It is. Are we...
Looking
for a pole to dance on?
Oh, a dance pole? That I don't carry. I'm an exotic clothing store for men and women, and I do carry toys and novelties. I have all kinds of sexy, exotic stuff.
How about like a vacuum bag gladiator kind of look?
Vacuum bag gladiator look? No problem. I don't have something like that.
I'm Star Child.
Oh, you're Star Child?
Yeah. Real sexy.
Uh-huh.
Real exotic.
Yeah.
And I need something sheer.
I got all kinds of sheer stuff.
What do you think of me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look like a spellbound dogfighter kind of thing. How's that freaking sound?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to come out there, I'm going to strip you down, and then we'll check everything out. How's that sound?
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Because, fella, I'm exotic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get into a vacuum bag type scenario and really mix things up over there. So you want to shuttle over here? Or?
No. No.
What are you working on over there?
I'm playing a video game on the computer.
I've got a hairstylist here. I've got a dog catcher. We are all set here.
Yeah.
I'm going to demand that you stop this nonsense!
You're great. I love it. This is the most entertaining call.
Hiya, sweetie.
Hello. What time is it for tomorrow morning?
I'm sorry?
What time do you want it for tomorrow morning?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can understand you.
Well, I can understand you a bit.
They built at 8:30. Can you understand that, yeah?
This is a record store, bro. We don't do that no more.
Well, how much do you charge, man? I just want a trim, like a taper.
Bruh, we don't do that no more.
Look, check it out. You're in beauty, man. That's what it says. And you're in my neighborhood. I live two.
Look is wrong.
I live 8 blocks from. I can walk down there.
Okay, come on through and see what we got.
What do you? How much you charge for a haircut?
Come and see, man.
I don't know. I'll come down there. Okay. What, you don't think I'm going to come down?
Come on, dude.
Why don't you come down here and cut my freaking hair one time?
Stand by.
Huh? I don't know who the hell you are. Who the hell are you?
Sadie.
Who is Nipper? Who is Nipper? Nipper, I don't know him. I want to know who the hell you're calling. Who are you calling? God damn you. Will you answer me? You got the wrong number now. Shut up, you son of a bitch!
Huh? I needed that. All right, well, I'm home, so I'm going to go inside, and that's very exciting for me. So, have a fantastic night, weekend, all that stuff. We'll see you.